What's up, everyone? My name is Michael, and welcome back to my podcast where we talk about all things health, wealth, and self-improvement. So I think we can all say that times right now are incredibly challenging. We are going through a pandemic, a global pandemic, in which nobody has experienced in the past, or at least nobody alive has experienced in the past. I don't think there's anybody out there that can really say that their life has significantly improved since all of this started. I could be wrong, but it is incredibly challenging for everybody. Now, granted how challenging it has been, I don't necessarily want to say that my life has improved, but at the same time, it also hasn't been as hard for me as it has for other people. I get that everybody is at different stages in life, and you know, everybody's going to experience different emotions given any circumstance. But I want to share with you guys some of the things that have really helped me throughout this whole quarantine, that have helped me to keep my mindset in a positive state of mind, because you know, really, I look at this as a learning experience. Yeah, it's hard, but there isn't anything that I can do individually to change everything that we're experiencing. So I'm kind of forcing myself to really make the most out of this time. There are people out there who have family members who have fallen ill and have lost loved ones and friends, and it's incredibly hard to even fathom that. That's not something that I have personally had to go through, but at the same time, just my mindset in general throughout this whole experience has been surprising for me. I didn't think that I would go into this having the same light as I feel today. And when I say that, I mean, I'm happy today. The world is going through a global pandemic, but I don't need it to dictate my happiness, to dictate my mindset. This is something that I haven't always felt. I always thought that I needed others to justify my happiness, or that I needed freedom. I needed all of this stuff to be happy. But happiness to me, going throughout all of this, it's really taught me that everything's already within my own mind, within my life. I am in control of how I feel, and that's something that I want to really help other people comprehend. And I really want to share with you some of the things that have helped me to find happiness, that have helped me to maintain a positive state of mind throughout all of this. In just looking at it, it's like we got one step ahead and everybody kind of became relaxed, started going out and about again. And now you look at it and we're making higher highs every single day. We're not seeing lower lows. It's cases are only increasing across the United States here. So I don't know what the future holds. Nobody knows what the future holds, but it doesn't look like anything's going to be happening anytime soon. And as scary as that may be, that's why we got to do what we can now to condition our minds to ultimately prepare for the worst. So in today's episode, I want to share with you guys 7 tips that have helped me to maintain a positive state of mind throughout all of this. Hopefully they help you and really just benefit you in some way, because that's what this is all about. So the first tip is to maintain a peaceful environment around you. With everything going on, with all of the chaos, with all of the emotions that everybody is feeling, the most important thing we can do is to create a peaceful environment so that when we are able to escape the reality of what is going on outside our homes, we have a place where we can feel secure, where we can feel comfort, and where we don't have to be afraid. Now, if you're somebody who doesn't necessarily have a peaceful home, you know, I mean, there are many things you can do. Try tidying up around the house. Try, you know, rearranging stuff. Just give it a new vibe. Give it a calming feel and really just make it a place where you can de-stress. If you're working from home, devote all of your work life to one room of the house and have the rest of your house or apartment to just kind of lounge. You know, it's incredibly important to separate work from life during this time. The second thing is to change the way you view this time. There are a lot of people out there, again, who are going through this pandemic, having lost loved ones, having knowing somebody that's fallen ill or are on the front lines trying to fight this pandemic with all of the energy that they have. But if you're somebody who hasn't necessarily been impacted by it this time, use it to your advantage. And I don't want to say that sounding selfish at all, but devote the extra time that you have to really make something out of it. Do something that you've always wanted to do, whether that's starting a blog, starting a YouTube channel. This time, you're never going to get it back. As cliche as that sounds, you're never going to be able to relive today. You're never going to get to go back and redo yesterday. So really just focus on what it is that you can do to set your future self up for success. Those who are going to come out of this on top are those who are really devoting this time to getting one step ahead of everybody else. It's not going to do any good to watch Netflix for hours upon hours or to binge watch all of the latest shows. Really make something of this time. Everybody is saving time on commutes. Everybody is saving time on, you know, not having to worry about going out and to all of these different sporting activities or really any social activity in general. Devote that time to pursuing your goals, to, you know, just doing whatever it is that you've always wanted to do in life, so that once this is all over, you can look back and say, man, I really made the most out of that time. I really set myself up for success in the future. That's what it's all about. It is about setting yourself up for success. It's about optimizing every single minute of every single day to ultimately create the life that you want for yourself. The third thing is to maintain some sense of a routine. I'm a person, I love routines. I've always loved routines. Even before this whole pandemic started, I would wake up every single morning before work. I would go work out. I would then come home, write my blog, go to the bus stop, drive down to work, and then would work, would, you know, have the same routine Monday to Friday. All of a sudden, essentially overnight, that completely changed and that routine vanished. I wasn't able to go work out anymore. I wasn't able to take the bus and my work went completely remote, and it's going to be completely remote even after this whole pandemic. The best thing that we can do during that time is to find some sense of routine, because routine brings a sense of comfort. During a time where nobody is certain of a whole heck of a lot, do whatever it is that you can do to find that sense of comfort, to make it as familiar as you possibly can to the life that you had before. Schedule your day to get up in the morning, go outside, go for a run, you know, have a daily or a weekly call with your family members to keep in contact, whatever it is that you can do. Don't overly do a routine, but at the same time, also create a routine to make this pandemic feel somewhat normal, because we thrive on routine. We need some type of structure in order to organize our lives. The more you can create that, the better off you're going to be. Tip number four is to schedule breaks in your day and to schedule them often. So this goes to all of those who are working from home, you know, which I hope for everybody's circumstance, that's you. Obviously, it's not as we're experiencing 34 million unemployment jobs here in the U.S. alone, but schedule breaks throughout your day, even if that means going in a bedroom for 5 minutes and just closing your eyes to decompress, do it. Not only do we have the stress of work, the stress of family staying home, and, you know, the stress of everything that we were experiencing before, now we also have the stress of a global pandemic that has so far taken 130,000 lives and is rapidly increasing. That is a lot of stress for any human to bear. So take some time for yourself, show your mind some care, de-stress, relax, do whatever it is that you can to just give yourself a break, allow yourself to escape and just get away. And that's going to lead in to the fifth tip, which is to write down your thoughts into journal. You know, this is probably one of the best things that I ever did for my mental health, aside from starting to take medication in the first place. The reason for that is because I always felt that I had to be somebody I wasn't. I carried all of these emotions of trying to please other people, and every time somebody would say something negative about me or every time somebody would doubt me, I held on to those emotions and let those impact my mood throughout the day and really just let them to control my life and direct my life as a whole. It wasn't until I started writing down my thoughts that I was able to find some outlet where I could just let all of that emotion go. I didn't have to carry anything on my chest anymore, and it literally felt like the weight of the world was being lifted off of my shoulders. You know, oftentimes we think that we have to look a certain way and we allow that image to, you know, follow us even when nobody's looking. We hold on to emotions when really there's no benefit in doing so. It's not going to do you any good to have all of those negative emotions bottled up inside of you just so that, you know, you can get to the point of breaking or collapsing. That's what it was for me. I had so many fallouts because I was carrying all of these negative emotions that if somebody said something negative to me at all, I would probably lose it. Writing gave me that outlet. It gave me the ability to release the thoughts that I was thinking and to just get them out of my head and to declutter my life. You don't want to allow those negative thoughts to just stay inside of you until you reach a boiling point. Proactively release them, start journaling, and really, I mean, just write down all of your thoughts. It is going to do wonders, and it's going to cost you absolutely no money at all. If it doesn't work for you, move on to something else, but at least say that you tried it, because studies show that journaling does actually benefit your mental health. It did for me, and I honestly feel it's going to do the same for you. Tip number 6 is to exercise and to somewhat stay in shape. This is something that is, again, incredibly challenging for many, as essentially every gym across the country has shut down. Every gym across the world has shut down. Just because you don't have a place to work out doesn't mean that you can't stay healthy. Get up in the morning, go outside, go for a run, go for a walk, even if it's 20 minutes, like 20 minutes of walking around the block. Just do something to get outside, to get your body moving, to inhale the fresh air around you. Really, your body is your temple. Nourish it, move it, grow it, exercise it. Do all of this stuff. It's not only going to improve your physical health, it's also going to benefit your mental health. Tip number 7 is to surround yourself with positivity. This sounds so cliche. I don't mean for this to be like fairy tale fluff or anything like that, but really, you are an average of the 5 people you spend the most time around. That means if you spend your time around 5 people who are smokers, you're likely going to become the 6th. If you spend your time around 5 alcoholics, you're likely going to become the 6th. To the contrary of that, though, if you spend your time around 5 positive people, 5 successful individuals, you are likely going to become the 6th. You're going to be able to pick up on the habits of those that you surround yourself with the most. So that's why it's important to create a positive environment. Surround yourself with the people who are going to uplift you, who are going to bring out the best in you, and those who essentially have the same goals that you do. You're going to be able to challenge each other. You're going to be able to grow each other. You're going to be able to rely on each other, and you're going to have that support system to pick you up when you get knocked down. Right now, everybody is getting knocked down. As harsh as that sounds, there isn't one person out there who can look back and say, man, I am so happy that life is where it's at today versus where it was at 6 months ago. 6 months ago, we were out doing everything that we wanted, and we took all of that for granted. You know, it wasn't until a global pandemic came that we were like, oh, I really miss being able to go out to restaurants. I really miss being able to go to parks and not having to wear a mask. I really miss being able to see my friends whenever I wanted. I really don't know where I was going with that thought, but anyhow, surround yourself with positive people who are going to bring out the best in you, and really just rely on them, you know, rely on them to pick you up, rely on them to help you progress in life, but be willing to do the same for them as well. You know, it's not a one-way street. Life is not a one-way street. So I know that times are incredibly challenging for you. They are for everybody. They are for me. But through these 7 tips, I've been able to maintain some sense of normalcy in my life. Granted, this pandemic hasn't been everything I've ever wanted. I can honestly look back and say that it hasn't been as bad as I thought it was going to be. I've been able to surround myself with those that I love. I've been able to create an environment that really is relaxing and has helped to ease the stress going on outside. I've been able to, you know, remain productive when it comes to work. And a lot of it is because of the tips that I shared with you. Granted, some areas of my life, such as my social life, have kind of dwindled down. I was an introvert to begin with, so I haven't really noticed too much of an impact there. But, you know, everybody's different. We're going to get through this together. We just have to rely on each other. We have to be safe, to be smart with our decisions, and really to think about the long-term progress instead of short-term. Because obviously thinking short-term has only established a second wave of the global pandemic. Nobody was thinking how this might impact long-term. So when I say that, I mean, if you think about it, cases started going down. Everybody was like, okay, yeah, you know, we can relax now. We can go outside. We can do whatever it is that we want to do, because everybody was so comfortable that the cases of COVID were going to go down. Now it's, okay, we went way too fast. We opened way too fast. Now we have to take a step back, because not only is it just as bad, but arguably it's worse. So think about the long-term strides instead of the short-term gains. That would be my number one encouragement to you guys. Change isn't going to happen overnight, so just keep at it. Do what you can to better yourself each and every single day. And again, really just make the most out of this time. Whatever it is that you've always wanted to do but haven't gotten around to, use the extra spare time that you have now to really create a life for yourself. Those who do are going to be the ones that are going to come out on top. So let that be you and make the most out of today. I want to thank you guys so much for taking the time out of your day to listen to this. You know, it is an easy time. So we're going through this together. Everybody has some type of emotion like this. Everything that we're going through has impacted each and every single one of us. Granted, it's been to different extents. We have all been impacted. We're in this together. We're going to get through this together. Just be the best that you can be each and every single day. Do your part in making the world a better place. And don't stop until we get through this. I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day. Stay safe. We'll talk to you next time. Goodbye.